Virginia's 72nd House District skirts around the state's capital, avoiding the inner city and sweeping up the leafy suburbs. In the state legislature, it's been more than a solid bet for Republicans. But this year, a slim majority of residents here voted for Hillary Clinton. Then, the longtime Republican who held the seat announced he won't be running. And that's where a local high school government teacher comes into play.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, my name's Skylar Van Valkenburg. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm running for the House of Delegates this upcoming November.
Okay.
And so we're just kind of coming
Van around. Valkenburg is the first Democratic candidate vying for this district in a decade. He's never run for office before. He's been a public school teacher for 12 years.
I literally teach them like democratic citizenship and how to be a democratic citizen. And it just kind of, that's like my day-to-day life is doing that. And so I had never thought I'd run, but after November, it just seemed like the right thing to do and hopefully bring good to a community.
Even though Donald Trump only got 44% of the vote in Virginia, Republicans still hold a big majority in the state legislature. Van Valkenburg isn't alone in trying to change that. Across the state, Democrats are now fielding candidates in districts that were previously considered untouchable. Thomas Bowman is a legislative aide for a state delegate. In years past, he would wonder why Democrats would let so many races slide.
Just why is nobody running in Southwest Virginia? Why don't we have a Democrat running in this district in Central Virginia? It was frustrating.
Long before November, Bowman did some analysis and found that by just putting a Democrat on the ballot, the party could bring out 4,000 more voters, half of whom had been voting Republican.
Because if you don't have a candidate representing your party, you can't have a dialogue. And you're telling that whole area that you don't care about them.
So Bowman decided to do something about it. Last October, he co-founded the Competitive Commonwealth Fund, a small PAC that would donate money and expertise, making it easier for Democrats interested in running in those previously unflippable districts. He says 2017 was supposed to be a victory lap in Virginia.
Hillary was supposed to be president. And we were actually wondering, how are we going to motivate people right after this election? We thought that was going to be a huge challenge. Well, you know, things went a little bit differently.
Trump won, and they had no trouble motivating Democrats to run. This year, 67 of the 100 House of Delegate seats have a candidate from each party running. In 2015, that number was only 39.
Take it, and good luck to you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I'm going to go on your website and check you out, buddy.
Awesome.
All right.
The next step, getting Democratic voters to the polls. And for candidate Skylar Van Valkenburg knocking doors on a steamy summer day, that rests on him, not Donald Trump.
It's actually very rare that I hear about Donald Trump, which I actually think is nice. You know, I think that speaks to voters' sense of, you know, that's not what it's about. It's about this race. It's about the local community. And
well, that's funny because, I mean, November is what you pointed to as what got you.
Sure. It is an interesting thing, you know, because it is what opens doors and it is what makes people more energetic. It's why we have so many volunteers tonight out canvassing, I think, is because, you know, that activated a lot of people to be like, we should care more. But at the same time, I think everybody realizes that you have to be looking forward.
Voters, though, might not be ready to look forward. A recent study by Monmouth University found 4 in 10 Virginians say the president is a factor in who they'll vote for this November. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.